uncalled for. I'm not very much in favor of the counting of points.
Does it work for you? No.
Hello and welcome back to The Run Through, the figure skating podcast that makes us all kiss, makes us all cry, and makes us all wonder where the fuck we went for a couple of months. Today, we are back and ready to prove to you that two is not better than three, but we will try.
The other thing that we will try is maybe we should try amlactin lotion.
No.
12% anything lactic acid.
As someone currently lactating, I am not going to putting any more lact right. in like, or near my body.
I am lactating. Not I'm not
lactating. I am lactin. Can we get sponsored by them?
I don't think we want that. Ashley, before we ever get into this Skate America skating, I think I want to go on record. And I'm ready to be on the record that this is maybe the ugliest kiss and cry I've ever seen.
I tweeted about it. It was hideous. Hideous. And you know what? Like, who do we need to get in touch with?
I think God.
What U.S. figure skating?
I don't know. I don't think it's a governing body. I think it's a religious force at this point because
it was Texas. That makes sense.
It does.
But no, that God was not present in that kiss and cry.
No, the state of Ohio. Neither were. But the state of Ohio hospital was. It didn't need to be white.
Or so shouty. Say it once. This was a step and repeat.
Right. Say it loud. Say it proud. Once.
I get it. Do I wish that the cardboard cutouts of amlactin were actually life-size bottles and every single time a skater went in there, they did a little pump pump and got some?
That would have been nice. That would have been a really
but
good
you
detail.
Would have slathered it on.
Smothered
like knowing
and
you,
yeah.
Smothered and slathered. You would have been like, it's free and it's lactose.
Right. I would have had it pumped into the pockets of my pants for sure.
100%.
It was in the cardboard cutouts really didn't help me.
No.
They hurt me.
Well.
That's all I have to say.
That's it. I mean, NHK, I think, is the bar, right? Like the Japanese Skating Federation, they have it figured out.
Well, it's usually like it looks like it's sponsored by a local florist when you're at NHK.
It's stunning. It's stunning. It's a work of art. I would get so excited to see what the kiss and cry was going to look like. And I always looked at it before I had to go sit in it because usually at NHK, I was sitting in it disappointed. So I wanted to be able to soak it up in a good mood.
I think, have we talked about this where we went to an NHK
the ice
once?
Is so fast.
No, white.
And white.
Do you remember that I would? Yes. So this was like, I don't know, at this point, maybe 15 years ago, that we were at an NHK together. And I was embarrassed to say this out loud, but not ashamed, not too embarrassed that I wasn't going to share it with Ashley.
You didn't have enough shame in those days or
no,
now.
No, not then, not ever.
Not ever.
And so I had a practice and I don't think it went particularly well. I'll say that.
No, you don't say.
And I went to Ashley and I was like, I'm sorry, but the ice is too white.
And I'm pretty sure I said, bitch, shut
you
the
said
fuck
grow
up.
Up. You said grow up. You said grow up. I do remember that. Oh. And I was like, no. And I didn't realize it, but I was planting a seed in your mind as well. Because
then on out, I got on the ice and I'm like, it's
so white.
White. And it from that day on, I was so nervous about the whiteness and clarity of the ice.
I am sorry. I'm sorry I did that, but I needed to create a common enemy, the color white.
Yeah. Yeah.
To create community.
I feel like this is a really good segue into the next topic that also has nothing to do with Skate America. And that is that you just got your colors.
Oh, we
analyzed.
Were talking. Okay, yes. We were talking about this before we recorded. And I okay, so I have in front of me like if you were to go into a paint shop, paint wallpaper warehouse.
Chips.
Yes, like the chips that like my wall should be this. I have that, but it's filled with material swatches of the proper colors for me. Mm-hmm. And I was telling Ashley that I'm in autumn, and she very
immediately said,
"What kind of autumn?"
What kind? Right.
Which is a totally valid. Which then I started to say something, and I said, "No, let's save it." And so
people need to hear us talk through this.
Yes, they do, because you know what? This would be really helpful for a lot of skaters. Because
okay, fair.
This would be really helpful for a lot of skaters because I think
saw a lot of browns that weren't working with people's skin tones on the ice.
The thing is, is if some skaters were use like the colors for them, me included, they would look even better.
Against a pristine white backdrop?
Exactly.
There's still time before NHK.
There's still time before Skate Canada, which is in a few days.
What did you learn?
Okay. So I was going to tell you, there's a few different schools of how to do color. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So there's like a Korean method, and then there's a British method by someone who was Korean. Okay.
You're going to have to say that again, as in they have Korean heritage.
Yes.
And then they...
And they've
so
implemented
they are
their,
Korean.
Yes. And they've created their
not
own school.
Not past tense.
No, current. Okay. They am Lacton Korean. They am Korean.
Okay.
So this was done by somebody who graduated from, let's say together, the House of Color.
Of Color. Yes, the
House
of Color.
The House of Color. Mm-hmm. And... there's only four seasons when you go to the English version, the British version of the House of Color.
See, that's why I really lean much more into the traditional Korean method, because I think life is not black and white.
No, it's brown and green.
Gray. It's brown and green, which are your go-to colors, which I think we always knew.
I did, but now I've like come up. Updated my wardrobe where it's like I've gotten rid of the colors that like of course because I went
what
through
had
a
to go
crisis.
What had to go peaches had to go
reds weren't really great for me basically
you have a pink undertone
yes
yeah.
because we both
I actually am also graduated from the House of Color.
Well, if you don't have the diploma, you should definitely do a semester there because you do have a knack for it, I think.
Yeah, base knowledge for sure.
But my strongest colors are like in the green families, and everybody looks good with a true red. I'm holding up the reds, but I look
this
better.
This would be good for lipstick for skaters.
Completely. This is why everybody should find somebody who went to the House of Color. All you need is to spend. It's very inexpensive, about $1,000.
It's so expensive.
It is,
and it's a waspy white woman who's going to do it to you.
It is a bit crazy, but I am glad I did it. But now every time I wear anything, JP, my husband, looks at me and he goes, "Oh, is that one of your colors?" To taunt me, not
I
to.
Love.
Encourage
JP
me.
And I have a lot in common.
Yeah,
I
bullying.
Really...
You both want to bully me.
Oh my God. We're going to have to change that narrative as I am going into the mental health field. But
yes.
I have a couple years before I graduate. So we've got time.
Now we'll reframe it. We can reframe it absolutely.
Really not constructively criticizing.
Yes. I wouldn't be surprised if we are not the same colors, though, because you are not
We're
as
not.
Pink as me.
I'm the ultimate neutral. It's my color.
As
ultimate neutral.
As I've always referred to you as.
I can go warm. I can go cool.
Basically, autumn and spring are the sort of like eschewed versions of the strongest summer and winter. And I would assume that you're most likely a summer or a winter.
I suspect I'm a bright summer, but that doesn't go within the House of Color
scheme. No, that's
scheme.
Yeah, that doesn't really make sense from the school I approached about
my
own colors.
Definitely think I'm a bright summer because I looked at Sarah Jessica Parker one day and was like, she looks like me. And that's
Sarah
literally
Jessica
all
Wagner.
Sarah Jessica Wagner, the episode title.
Oh, wait, so, Sarah. I mean, Sarah. Oh, my God.
Oh. She's dead.
Yeah. She's
Sarah can't come to the phone right now.
No.
Why?
Because
she's not here.
Yeah, she's not here. But I'm going to tease this at the beginning of the episode. She did say that she knew that we were recording right now, and she said that she would text us with
a message to her fans.
Thank you, Ashley. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, since we're on colors, I want to say one thing that I noticed in the women's event at Skate America.
Okay.
We saw some green dresses. And
yes, and the pairs event too, the British pair team.
Yes. Okay, so Ashley, do you remember
this used to be the world's unluckiest color?
Well, this used to be a very famous Frank Carroll, rest in peace, adage of you cannot wear green at a competition.
But where did, do you know what he meant by that? Not what he meant, but like where it came from, or he just said it.
I think he just said it. And
that is so coonty, and I love it.
Yeah, I
like,
think
get in the heads of every skater.
Don't wear green. And who knows? Like, maybe it was just because like somebody was competing against somebody that he was teaching, and he was like, "Don't wear green. It's unlucky."
Yeah, look at how unlucky that costume
and
is.
And so
it's green.
I think we didn't see green costumes for quite a long time,
decades. And this is an actual truth.
It is a truth. But nobody during our era wore green. I wore green.
Well, there was one famous green costume, and it actually goes hand in hand with a famous green costume of this event.
What was it?
It was Jason Brown's Riverdance, followed by...
Oh, he really was the only one who got away with it.
Skate to Riverdance and not wear green.
No. I have been on the record of saying that I did want her, and when I say her, I'm meaning Brady Tennell of the United States, to wear an Irish step dancing wig. Now, I am going to tell you this, Ashley, that on my Instagram algorithm, that every so often I will get a young woman under the age of 16.
23? Oh, whoa. Yes, even younger. Wow.
Who will come onto the Instagram page, and she will show her new Irish step dancing dress. The one thing that they always do when they get a new Irish step dancing dress is they get a matching cape every time. And
what?
So they go, yeah, like they're like, yeah, from Dublin, my something, Seamus Mick O'Neill, he made my dress. And then she lets go of the collar and it falls to the ground because it's heavy, covered in stone. So it's like thud to the ground. And then you see the dress, and the young girl stares blankly ahead into the iPhone camera. And that's kind of what's on my Instagram feed.
Wait, could you imagine if Brad Griffey's like secretly designed Irish step dancing dresses?
I wish.
That'd be fun.
I wish. A Lisa fun. McKinnon Irish step dancing dress.
Oh my God. I'm going to have to hit her up for that. Well, actually, let's dive right on into the women's event. Where do you want to start?
Okay. Well, in the women's event, I think, one, we just have to say congratulations to Wakaba Higuchi, finally.
Thank God. Welcome back, baby girl. We're so happy to see you standing on top, where in my mind you've always been. You never left.
Yeah, it feels absolutely right that she's a Grand Prix event champion. In my mind, there are a few events. I mean, there's one in particular that I can think of right now where I'm like, she should have won that. And if I'm going to be, why don't I just be transparent? And it was...
Yeah, now's the time.
It was the Paris Grand Prix event. I was with Mariah, and I don't remember where we were. Maybe we were in, like, Grenoble. And Wakaba was so good. And I remember,
which program was it? Do you remember?
The Lion King. How would I ever forget?
Oh, my God. So good.
It was incredible. And I remember thinking that she should have won that event. So I'm glad that she did win. I will say that when I was, I liked the short program a lot in the free skate. She's fantastic. So like, this is me being super critical, but it wasn't until like the last minute where I was like, oh, okay, I really like this. And I think it's just because she's just getting back into it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love her short program. I think it is perfect for her. It's a work of art. She skates it beautifully. And same for the free skate. But I was a little bit confused about how these two songs went together, first of all. It started off and I was like, well, this is Moulin Rouge, but you're not dressed like Moulin Rouge. So where is this going? And that carried on for a really long time. And I would have loved a little bit more of that Kate Bush cut.
Me too. I think that, like, that running up that hill, that was my favorite part. Like, I loved that.
I kind of felt like she was going for, like, a Stranger Things theme because that was the song used in that show. And she had some, like, spooky hands throughout. So I just...
Yes.
I want to understand how it's tied together a bit more, but literally I would watch her sit in the middle of the ice and do nothing. So no real complaints, but that was just a little bit of a head-scratcher.
And
for
it's
me.
Just like she looks healthy. She looks in good shape.
Good.
Okay.
She's
but
fast.
She's great, great, great. Congrats. Yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Whatever. Stop. Yeah. Now we need to really talk about what's really important.
Sure.
Yuna Aoki.
Steve Aoki's biological daughter. Yes.
I think maybe the best skater in the world.
In the world.
This is, now I need to get on a soapbox, Ashley.
Okay. He just adjusted himself and sat up a little straighter.
I put my colors from the House of Color on the
She's
shelf.
She's in green.
They should just pull her out of the event and they should just let her do a little exhibition at the end or at the beginning.
She needs to do like Jason Brown things.
This was like the only skater in the whole event that really gave me like full body chills. Like I could see the mm-hmm. chills on my thighs, the chicken skin.
Yeah.
And she was the first person who made me forget for just a minute that I was watching leveled spins.
She's so smooth. The way that she weaves everything together, it's a work of art.
Yeah, she's like quite good.
She's good. Let's
so,
say it.
So, I mean, the short program was, the free skate, like, it wasn't my favorite thing, but, like, it didn't matter because she just was skating, like, I don't know. It just, she's so absolutely fantastic. And I think, now I'm, like, kind of moving subjects. Right. I think that the spins, the state of figure skating spins right now is complete disarray. I have a lot of things to say. About that.
I agree. Wait, can we pause really briefly? So I was watching the NBC recording of the men's event.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Terry posed a question about what was harder, spins or jumps. And Tara takes the question and she's like, honestly, I don't think that spins are that hard. Like, they're just really something you have to get done. I'm paraphrasing.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny cuts her off mm-hmm. mid-sentence and is like, I completely disagree with you. And then was like, you didn't do these spins, which I'm like, but then makes a really good point that the spins have become so difficult and mm-hmm. it's sustained energy. It's so hard. And I honestly think it's taking away from the skater's ability to get creative mm-hmm. and do spins that don't look so taxing.
Oh my. And that's just the thing where it's just like about uniskating is that it looks really easy and it looks mm-hmm. effortless and beautiful. And the spins, like you can tell she's so good because she's making these incredibly, really ugly spins look beautiful.
Yeah.
The spins right now are so butt ugly awful. It's like,
I hate it.
Like you have to like pat your head, rub your stomach, jump up and down, spin on your toe pick, hop onto your heel, hop over. Like
the heel hops, I hate. I think they look so kitschy. It reminds me of something that would be in a jazzy Patrick Chan program, and that is it. There's no universe where a heel hop makes sense.
But you know what? The thing is that like Patrick Chan would jump on his heel. I don't know if he ever actually did, but I know the point you're making. But like he would jump on his heel because like it would be cute on the music. Everybody's
Wait, it would
having
have
to
purpose.
Do, yes. Everybody's having to do all of this like rigmarole. Spin the hoops, throw the ribbon. They're trying to do all this stuff.
It's a bad, cheap circus ride.
It's awful. And you know what? It's not the skater's fault. It's just like, it's so ugly. It's so, so ugly. It makes me so mad and upset because like the spins are so terrible. Everybody's spins are so terrible.
I don't like a lot of short programs this year. I know we're not going to spend a ton of time talking about it, but I do just have to say this. Brady Tennell's short program. If you're going to skate to Riverdance, mm-hmm. and I have no problem with Riverdance.
Okay, she has no problem.
I want you to move your feet. I want a jig. Yeah. I have said this. I want it to look like you are dancing for country.
I agree. It wasn't jig. It was march.
I got marching. You are not marching for Ireland.
No, you're jigging. because in Irish culture,
it's illegal. It's illegal. Dancing is illegal. You need to have a little bit of pep in your step because you could get caught.
But she's probably nervous to do it because, you know, in Irish step dancing, they put their 2 feet together and then they bend their ankles from one end to the other. And she is recovering from a broken ankle. So if I were her, I'd go, sorry, Ashley, I'm going to march. I'm not going
to
jig. To me,
I say, let yourself recover one more season before you break those ankles and click clack those heels.
I'm going to say it again. I'm agreeing with you. It's a jig. It's not a march. Dancing is illegal. And the reason you're moving the feet so much is so that when the police come by your house and they look into the window, they see
nothing happening up top.
Exactly. Yes. Otherwise, you'd be arrested.
If she were to be skating this authentically, hands, fists, by her side, glued.
Holding the skirt down.
Hair bouncing. I need to see a bump it.
No.
And no middle part.
Yes. Thank you.
This is no longer a critique on Brady, by the way. This is just, we just want to see a wig.
No, I'm just saying, and I'm agreeing with you, that like, let's just put ourselves into the mindset of the Irish people of yesteryear.
Of yore.
And just remember that like, it's famously known that dancing was illegal, and if they caught you dancing, they sent you to Rikers. Sorry, I didn't write history, and that's just how it went. They sent every Irish person who was dancing to Rikers Prison in New York.
Oh my God. But you know what Brady did do right?
Tell me.
She brought back the sequin dress, the black liquidy sequin dress. That is so good.
Yeah, that black dress is really, it's really nice. It's really pretty. Mm-hmm. And I agree with you. I like that it's sequins and not crystals, just because it's like it breaks up.
That speaks to yesteryear as well.
Can I say something about dress? Is and dress singular. I think there was a favorite dress of mine of the competition, and I couldn't stop thinking of it. Okay, should we say it together?
Yes.
Okay, three.
Yes.
Two, one.
Nina Pinzeroni. I wanted to. I literally have a note on my phone about this dress.
The red dress.
It's the best dress ever of all time.
There's not a single crystal on it.
Not a single.
And I'm going to tell you.
It fits her perfectly.
It's insane because it's so open in the back. Mm-hmm. And she, arches her back and leans forward. And she's moving her body so much. But, like, it never, like, lifts up. It never lifts from her body. It's so gorgeous.
Might be body paint, honestly. She might just she puts pasties on and paints it to her body. Could be possible.
This was the most, we also did not talk about this.
No, we didn't. I have a note on my phone saying this has to be brought up.
Yes. And I remember watching it because I watched the ladies free skate twice. So that's so nice. You have to skate on it twice, as you did say in your solo episode. And I remember thinking the first time being like, wow, that's beautiful. And then the second time being like, I really wasn't appreciating the craftsmanship of
dress.
It's the best dress of this season.
I love this dress. I think the other best dress would be Olivia Smart's dress in her free skate.
That's beautiful. I don't think we need head scarves.
If you're going to skate to something exotic like that and you're going to be in ice dance, yeah. Scarf.
You do. Okay. All right. Fine.
Because she's a chaste woman.
Yeah, you're right.
Dealing with very, very intense alien wind sandstorms.
Okay. Which are, and nobody really talked about the heavy winds in Allen, Texas.
Their mistake. That's what we're here to do.
It is their mistake. Okay, so while we're still in the ladies, before we get too far, and the Nina Pinzeroni red dress is just, it's like my jaw on the ground.
It's jaw-dropping. She skated great.
She did. And
she needs to do something with her face.
I mean, she just needs to be like older and like perform a little bit bigger. She's on the total right track. Like the way that she's like
packaged.
She moves
really well. She just can't put the whole thing together yet.
It's the second year season, and so like that she's skating really well. Like, I mean, she was second in the free skate. Do you know what I mean? Like,
it's yeah, just deservedly
this,
so.
It's this second year sort of like I'm figuring it out. And it's like you're not new and shiny anymore. And the judges mm-hmm. know who you are. And so this is like when you really got to establish yourself. And so she just needs a few like good, solid competitions like this. I'm sure she didn't want to be fourth. But like she just needs a few solid events like this and she'll be consistently right in the mix.
I agree. I think that she's on the right track. I think that this is great material for her. Benoit loves to choreograph some kind of mundane everyday sound and then some classical music that you can't quite place, but it's stunning. And then it finishes with another like mundane everyday sound. Like
a voice note.
Beep, beep, goodbye. And
that's beep, beep,
a Benoit program.
And yeah, I could do less with the pantomiming.
Mm-hmm. I loved her opening. She did a really cool, like, opening. I don't even know what to call it.
Like position. The table, the chair.
Yeah, yeah, very cool.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about
Isabel.
Yeah, exactly. I think that this might be her best collection of programs. I really
what?
Like, I, yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay,
go
I
ahead.
Really like, so I think that Isabeau's team, for me, it looks like they have a strategy of trying to work out like what's working, what's not, and they're finding mm-hmm. this style for her, and they're doing things that are different enough that I feel like she is improving and not repeating the same things. So I'm okay with it. And I think that the short program is really great. She just needs to kind of let go a little bit more, especially in like the cute footwork section. Like she needs to look like she's having the best time of her life. And her head gets thrown back. She's late for breakfast at Tiffany's.
Right.
Like, I want to see her just being out of her mind, like, drunk in love. I want to see that more instead of meticulous, I'm going to go knit
it's
later.
It's too perfect. It's too perfect. Okay. I think her free skate, let's see. What are my notes?
Uh-oh.
I said, our little flower fairy, I loved.
Mm-hmm.
Classic skating suits her really well.
Mm-hmm.
Wish her movements had a bit more meaning and connection with what happened in the music. That fucking skirt. She looked way faster, not super comfy, and she could be in a better position than she is right now for a qualification for the final. Those are my free skate notes. Mm-hmm. I stand by them.
Ashley,
I want to talk to whoever makes her skirts.
Ashley Wagner. Yes. There's an epidemic in the skirt cuts.
Of chaste skirts.
Of most women right now. They like a completely cut one length, 1 inch above the kneecap.
Yeah. Prep school. I don't know.
It's like Madeline in boarding school.
Yes.
But what happened?
I do think it's important to note this. Okay. I think it's not fair to get on women about their skirt length because if you're more comfortable in a longer skirt, I think you should wear what makes you feel most comfortable in your body. Hard stop. That being said, there's a way to do a long skirt. And if you're going to do a long skirt, think Alyssa Cisney.
Alyssa Cisney had a skirt down to her ankles.
And I never was bothered by it.
Because
she skated over it.
She skated on it. She spun on it.
It's also like not multiple layers of fabric.
They're too heavy.
I'm like, you're going to have a hard time getting around. It stresses me out. When she rotates, I'm like, you're rotating slower because there's so much fabric. It makes me nervous.
Like there's no, and it's not just her.
No.
This is like, it's like bell cut around one. Like there needs to be a little bit of like, different variations in height. Actually, I never wore a skirt. I don't know what I'm talking about, but I do know.
No, but these girls look like they're competing in like St. Moritz. They should have a sweater on top. If your skirt is going to be that long, put on a sweater.
Yeah.
And then I will eat it up because then you're like committing to the retro fantasy.
It's thick when the chiffon looks like wool.
Oh my God. New episode title.
That's the episode title. When the chiffon looks like wool. That's how you do know that, that's the thing. Again, like you said it perfectly. Whatever you feel comfortable in, but like there's a proper, there's like, get it cut better.
get a cup better. I think her free skate is perfect for her. I want her to like, I want to shake her shoulders and just be like, relax. Like, I want her to skate with a little bit more reckless abandon. Everything is so placed.
Yeah.
And that's my issue with the short program. And I think it makes that look even more placed and perfect. And if you're going to skate to cutesy music, which I'm always going to not like cutesy programs. That's just me. That doesn't mean it's a bad program, right? Like, it's a great program. I think it's really safe. But I also think that the year leading up to the Olympics is... you can play it either way. You can do one more crazy thing just to try it out, mm-hmm. or you can get kind of back into something in your genre and you start building up confidence to skate to that. And I think that's what they're doing. And I think it's smart.
I think it's totally smart because also the first part of this program is totally within her wheelhouse of what she's comfortable with and how she's comfortable competing. Because she does want that, like, I'm a princess. I'm wearing pearls and a gorgeous necklace. Like, you want her to look perfect. But it's that second part where it's like, she needs to just let go.
Yeah.
Like, we're on the same page.
Yeah. I thought her jumps looked great, though. Like, the hitch that you see looks dramatically better. She wasn't stalking her jumps as much. She wasn't landing with, like, her butt touching her Achilles.
Yeah.
And I thought it looked great for the first real competition of the season. Like, great job.
I think that this was just like a good start. This was a really nice, solid start. Obviously you want to be like clean, duh. But like, I think this is a really, really good, solid start.
She's definitely going to have to put it together though at our next event, because sitting in third is not safe for the final. And she's good enough to be at the final, and she should be.
For sure. Now, somebody who had the performance of their life yet again in Allen, Texas.
Oh my God.
Kevin Amos.
I mean, yeah, he did. He really did.
What do you say? I mean, again, this is his magic arena. This is his safe space.
He's never going to leave Texas.
Allen, Texas.
Allen, Texas. He will forever be in Allen, Texas. His heart will, at least. Because he left it on the ice.
He did. The free skate was... I think that's the best he's ever skated. That was an 100%. Incredible free skate.
I want to bring up a point that Mr. Nix always told me, and I never really truly recreated it, but Kevin did. Mr. Nix always told me every single moment and like millisecond in your program should be a photograph. Mm. And that's how you know that you're trained, that your choreography looks good, and that everything connects really well. He had a million moments that I could have snapped a photo on my iPhone and sent it to AP Photography.
Right.
The Associated Press.
I love that. Bought it for I love the AP Photography section.
He was fantastic.
Yeah. Now,
I think you have a good point that you're about to say.
Yeah.
And you should say it.
I think it worries me. I will say this. It worries me. One, I think everyone should be in touch with their emotions. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
I encourage it.
I was making sure.
I'm on the right side of history. Yeah.
Right. Now, it does worry me that at the Amlacton Open in Allen, Texas in October, that you would have such a reaction to skating like that at your first Grand Prix in the score. And I get it. I understand, especially how the last season ended, right? And there's so much emotion and everything like built up. I sometimes get worried about like the emotional regulation of Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you are one of the best skaters in the world. You shouldn't be so shocked when things go well.
Right. Believe that you're going to skate like that because you're capable of it.
And it's just worrying when like the highs are so high and the lows are so low. It feels like it's
beyond impacting him as an athlete. It impacts him as a person and who he is and how he sees himself. And of course, like, do we actually know the inner thoughts and workings of Kevin's brain? No, this is all just us sitting in our houses postulating about these things. But I think you bring up a good point. Like, do you have to feel something even more intense for it to be a success? Do you have to top that?
This kind of like outbreak and emotion, like, I understand where it comes from. You see this from skaters who have like that breakout moment at the U.S. Championships, mm-hmm. at the World Championships, at the Olympics. And it's because they know that they can release all of the pent-up energy, mm-hmm. all of the emotion, and they can finally let the guard down in that moment. Because mm-hmm. after that moment, there are weeks or months or years to recover.
It's really draining to access that kind of emotion mid-ice.
Beautifully said. To access that level emotion, that level of emotion is, you're sending your like adrenaline into overdrive.
Yeah, it's really hard on your system, and I think we can both speak to that. I mean, I have never gotten down on the ice and cried, mostly because I would then have to get back up.
Yeah,
yeah. So I'm already like. My hat goes off to Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
If my tits touch the ice, mm-hmm. I'm not coming back up.
Well, that's not true, because they did at a Grand Prix final when you did fall onto your uterus and the tits,
that's
for lack of a better
word. Uterus
was
on the ice as well. And I, for self-preservation reasons, had to get back up.
Yes.
Because I wanted to have a kid.
Right.
That being said.
Right. I'm glad you eventually did.
I did.
You were right.
She's here.
You were right.
I agree. I think that there, I mean, it's an emotional team, and we love
totally.
Kevin for
Sylvia,
having that kind
wait, of... Sylvia, mascara running in the kiss and cry. It doesn't get better than that.
It really doesn't. I mean, it's a work of art in its own right. Let's talk about your husband's favorite skater.
Let's. Cal Mora, I mean, just coming out the gate, swinging.
Sprinting.
I mean, wins the free skate, right? Like, Ilya has a few mistakes and he gets second in the free skate, but that big lead he had after the short program, deservedly so. I think the short program was really nice, but Cal was just like super freaking solid, not mm-hmm. playing any games. And he's like really making a case for himself to be one of the guys that you could see on the podium at Worlds.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah, I like this material for him. I think he's fun to watch. And sometimes that speed can lead to a little bit of wild takeoffs and landings in his jumps, but he looked really secure.
Yeah.
And so I just enjoyed him. I thought he was great. The man of the hour, though, Ilya Malinin's short program
mm-hmm.
is so good for him. It's so good, period. He looks like a different athlete in his short program.
Mm-hmm.
Hard stop.
I could totally. I think the short program, you can really see. I mean,
Shay. I think Shay.
I was just gonna say,
and you
yes.
can see Shay.
You can see Shaylin. Like, you can see her skating, and there are moments where
she's
like
she's on the ice with him with a chair.
She's in a frosted tip, short haired men's wig. She's wearing the blue Shaylin. Pants, and it is Shaylin. And they switch out. They tap in and they tap out. Like there
right,
are moments.
She's like, go jump now.
Yes.
I got the choreo.
There are moments where like, I think Ilya is still getting full body awareness of like when he's hitting.
Because he's like a puppy dog.
Right. Because he has no problem performing, but he performs down to the ice. He doesn't perform out to the audience. But when he's performing down, he's giving a lot.
He's figuring it out.
He's not afraid. And he's not like, I don't know how to perform. He does. He just performs it down.
I think that's a really interesting way to put it. And now that you say that, it's what he's doing. He's performing to the front row. He's performing for the people that are right in the front row. And he's doing that because he's looking at people in practice.
Yes.
Like, you don't have rows and rows and rows of people. But like, when you're...
Ashley, I think he's performing for the people
on
the ice with him. And we're watching.
He was really busy this season with shows. So he's absolutely performing to the people sitting on the homosote.
What do I say to that? But like in this short program, you're so right where it's like there are moments where I'm like, oh, wow. And then there are moments where it's like puppy dog, bent knees, kind of sloppy, whatever. And then he's like right back. It goes like back and forth, like you're mm-hmm. like at a lens crafters and you're like moving the glasses back
yes.
and forth.
It's not consistent yet, but he has moments where I'm like, oh, I see where this is going. I see what he's doing and I see what his team is building and it's working.
Yeah.
It's just not there yet.
And to say it's like not there yet is
so frustrating.
Well, and it's also like give this whole season all the way through because this material is challenging him to like focus on that.
He's going to learn.
He is. And I think that you can tell like the strategy of the team of like, hey, you're not doing the quad axel here. This is the focus here. That it's definitely like in the front part of their brain that they're like, we do need to focus on that. And I think I really appreciate that I can see that it's a major point of focus.
He's working on it. It's very obvious. Yes. I'm so happy with this short program. His free skate was a program of jumps, and then he brings it home with a huge footwork sequence.
I hate backflips. I think that we should be done with them. The backflips are over. The backflips are the new touching of the wall. I don't think that they bring anything. I think they're fun in a show. Take that. They're fun when they're
also
illegal.
Also, because the camera, they never know, like... I mean, okay, it's the first, these programs haven't been like properly blocked for camera, but the camera never knows where to be focusing. And so the backflip happens when it's like them right down the ice. You don't even see how impressive it is. You just see like someone's butt flying at you with some blades.
I'm done. I don't want to see it anymore. The other thing I don't want to see, now I'm moving disciplines, is the character step in Ice Dance. I don't stop. The music is like swelling.
But that's literally a required element.
I hate that element. I think that's the dumbest element. Because
it just looks the same. You're
these
like,
are the
here
best
it comes.
Skaters. These are the best skaters in the world, like
now
in
do
these
the hokey
events.
Pokey.
And they're like, okay, stop at the far wall and skate slowly up to the judges and then skate away. That's the character step. I hate it. Let the skaters skate. It never looks good. I think when you get too close to the wall and you're like too like, I'm right next to you. I hate it. Get away. Stop. Don't
you
get
have a
close
lot of
to
anxiety
me.
As an audience member with skaters being too close to you. And I think we need to work through that.
Yeah, but I don't think that you should ever get that close. I think that you're supposed to be, I don't think it looks good. It doesn't look good on camera. It doesn't look good in audience. It doesn't look good in person.
But what do you say to the people that argue it's an opportunity to really compare teams against each other because it really like levels the playing field?
How so?
Sarah's not here. Don't ask me these questions.
I
was like saying that and I was like, Sarah's going to be so proud of me for making this point. And then you asked it, say more. I can't.
Don't. I think that it absolutely takes away. It's like a huge break in the program from like, and it's usually, which I completely understand, at the end. And it's like the music is building up and they have this moment where they like are performing and like dancing with a lot of emotion and strength. But like, let the skaters skate. The thing about skating is that you can do nothing but be flying, and you can't do that in anything else.
Right. So take advantage of what makes this special.
Yes.
I agree. I think that it could be set up differently.
Now, another thing I want to bring up. One aside, we haven't even talked about like the massive upset of Gibson and Fear over Chaka Bates. Now, the next thing I want to say is there is another epidemic.
Epidemic.
And it's lip syncing.
But that's always been Ice Dance. It's not an epidemic. It's not a pandemic. It's literally part of their DNA. Someone and only one is going to be lip syncing. And I understand that Lila... Lip sank.
Now I'm not talking about Lila. I'm okay. Because you know what? Everybody, of course, you have like your fun lyrics in there. You're gonna repeat them. You're gonna mouth them. That's fun. The Czech team, the brother sister Czech team, the one I
because English isn't their first language, so well, you feel like you can see them not lip syncing in
no
English.
Ashley, you need to watch the rhythm dance. And they skate to the Beatles. And she does look like she's in a silent movie. Because it's like when the...
She,
it's like...
She's doing like
I need
apples
somebody,
and oranges and apples some- and oranges. Wait,
no, because she's like... You know, that's in the Beatles when like, I need somebody, help. And she's like, help! Like full mouth, like screaming for help, but like silently. We need to address... the karaoke machine in the room.
But how much is acceptable? Because
no,
you're okay
I think,
with Lila.
Because I'm okay with like you're
okay.
Getting caught up in the moment. This was choreography.
That's not, no, but Lila wasn't singing because she's caught up in the moment either. No skater no. sings to their music.
Ashley,
you never saw me go,
need...
my makeup may be flaking
you
for fun.
You need to watch this. This is another level. This is worth the view.
So you don't want them to be like a pantomime.
This was, I'm telling you, the year is 1925. The movie mm-hmm. is silent.
The eyebrows, invisible.
They're invisible. And that's kind of all I have to say
like
about
she
that.
Was she could have been used as like an AI learning tool for like lip reading.
It could have been like your introductory to lip reading 101.
Got it. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I'm going to step into your side and just like stand with you in this because it sounds not good.
I'm not saying it's not good. I'm saying I don't want to see other people do it ever. But I like that she's saying the yellow submarine. Like, I enjoy that. But I think she could tone it down a bit. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm, it does. I actually did watch the rhythm dance, just obviously not all of it, because I wanted to see if I could handle Chalk and Bates' 11 music cuts.
All right, that was the next thing I'm going to say. There's something going on with the rhythm dance, because I think Evan and Maddie had, also known as Chalk and Bates, they had the most music cuts, but they were not the only offenders, where it's like, somebody's
well,
getting
people are
too...
doing like a dance through the decades.
No, don't. You should dance through the night. You should choose one night.
Yeah, and one night only.
Exactly. And that's the song everyone should skate to. We've lost the plot in the rhythm dance. There was no rhythm dance.
But it's not their fault. There was
no
plot.
Not, no,
when
this
you
is not
give something
fault.
So broad, you're gonna get medleys.
Hate it.
I don't love a medley either.
No, it's like watching a commercial for like Now 56. Like that's, do you know what I mean?
Oh my God. Yes.
Like that's what it's like. It's just like
I don't
such
think,
a...
I think they're on like 113 now.
But it's like such a collection of music that you've complete, like there is no theme. There is no theme to your program. You're skating to the theme of the rule. Like your program doesn't mean anything. Nobody's program means anything.
Yeah, I don't love this theme in general.
And it's also like, I feel like they're pandering to like get new people involved in skating. And it's
then
like,
why are we choosing this theme?
I just think
Olympics, I think that's a good theme. I think you're going to see some fun stuff for Olympics.
What's
but
the theme
I don't
for Olympics. You remember? I remember we liked
it's, it. It's literally 2000s? Just like dance party, like 90s 2000s I think. So we're gonna get like a lot of fun Britney, a lot of Beyonce, like
you
I think that's I hope
yeah
I know
I think you're gonna get a lot of the yellow submarine. You need
you
to
can't
watch
though
this.
It's no. not 90s 2000s
touche. Well you I didn't know you were such a stickler on
I'm not
on
I'm
rules.
Just holding them to the rules that they play by.
No, you're I mean you're right. I think that but the yeah, total this was also we did not everyone's program is a mess. Like music is a mess.
I'm stressed.
Who's not stressed is Miura and Kihara because while everyone was playing checkers, they were playing chess.
Okay.
I love their short program this year.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It's and they look so healthy.
It's,
like,
I mean,
they're flying. They're so fast. It was such a stark contrast, especially against our American teams. Love them. Great work, guys. Happy for you. But can you compare?
Right,
no,
you know,
they're no.
No,
they're not playing the same game.
No, they.
One's
they,
playing to win, and one's playing to stand up on
something.
Their elements.
Yes. Now,
doubles.
I think that we might see something kind of similar at Skate Canada, not to segue into Skate Canada right away, but at Skate Canada, you're going to see the reigning world champions, Deanna Salato-Dudek and Maxime Deschamps.
Mm-hmm.
Skate. So. We're going to see them. So I go, sniff. and I can't wait. So Ashley, what are you thinking for the Skate Canada? Is there anybody that you're like really looking forward to seeing? I think it's interesting that Ilya has back-to-back events. So Ilya is going to be at Skate Canada. It's the first time Jason Brown back on the Grand Prix series. Junhua Cha
is
going to be there.
You brought up Skate Canada before I was ready for it. I was like, oh, we're done.
Do you have other Skate America feelings or thoughts?
I just want to talk about Olivia Smart and Tim Deek. I love their free dance. I love it so much. I actually had a short program that was next to the last bit of their music. And when it came on, because I wasn't really, I just didn't feel like it could exist as one song. I realized I was just skating to it 10 years too early.
You just weren't skating to the Dune soundtrack.
I needed to be skating to the Dune soundtrack. I love it. I think it is the best content they've ever come up with. I also think it's really fun that Madison Chalk is Lady Luck. That is a very clever concept.
Yes. Oh. Wait. Now I'm echoing your point of one. I just want to say I think Olivia is maybe one of my favorite skaters to watch right now. And I say I think, you know, her and Tim are like, they're great together, but my eyes are glued onto Olivia. Olivia has turned into this incredible.
I was
thinking that while
I was watching them. I was like, I didn't even realize Tim was on the ice.
Yes. No, Olivia has turned into this like incredible performer. She's phenomenal. Now,
well, she's done some TV time and it shows.
It shows that she performs so well to an audience and to a camera, and it makes a huge difference. Now, for Evan and Maddie, I think that this is a style. And when I say style, I mean like this very like Americana. We are the Americans. I'm in a suit and tie and I'm gorgeous girly girl. Mm-hmm. Is their perfect style. Because Evan looks so handsome and Maddie looks so beautiful. And I'm like, oh my God, fine tune this style. And this is your signature style. Like, this is their style.
This is their style. It fits them. It suits them. It really, they both shine. And sometimes I think when you're watching them, Maddie really, really, really shines. And they do a great job at kind of putting Evan in the position to set her up to shine.
Totally.
But he looked so dapper.
Yes.
And it was a great option for them. She came out in this dress and I was like, And then I was listening and I think Johnny mentioned that her idea was that she looked like she was in a spotlight and like she was the buildings of New York City. And I ate that up.
Yeah, she looked like she was an Art Deco statue like at like Rockefeller Center.
Stunning. They are packaged really well this year.
It looks early for them because I like the free dance, but it looks like the bones. And I feel like there's going to be a lot of really beautiful, cool details added in. But you know, it's a long season and they are like the most seasoned competitors out there. And so they know that they need to take their time. And I think like with Lila and Lewis, it's like they go out like it's the Olympics every competition. Like they're never going to not be ready. They're always trained. They're always in shape.
Wait.
Yes?
Can you play like some coming to you live music right now?
Yes. Are we getting a report?
We're getting a live report.
Okay. Are you going to be telling it to me?
I'm going to tell you exactly what Sarah Hughes.
Okay. Now coming in live, Ashley, and hold on one second. Let me just make sure that this report is going to come in live, and it is, and coming in now.
All right. Yes, I am getting this live currently from Sarah Hughes. Statement from me, all caps, by the way, shouty, but okay. Thank you to our dear listeners who have been so kind and also unbelievably impatient with us this summer. I receive your impatience as a sign of love, and I'm so grateful. I'm taking comfort in the fact that the two most reliable people I know, Adam Rippon and Ashley Wagner, are with you right now. My message to you is simple. When life gives you lemons, or a Grand Prix in Allen, Texas, make lemonade with Wakaba Higuchi Victory in an ice dance competition where incredible costumes are required, but quality edgework is optional. I miss you all and can't wait to one day be welcomed back to the run-through. Adam?
Ashley, thank you so much. Wow, that was an incredible report. And I have chills. I'll tell you that I didn't really hear much of it because I was so focused on the live news report music that I was kind of in charge of. And I can't wait to, when I listen to this, hear what Sarah had to say, because I'm waiting with bated absolute breath, with chalk and bated breath.
Oh, wow.
Wait, okay, that's a really good, that's, we have a few like fun things, like Pay the Piper Gillis and waiting with chalk and bated breath. I think those are really good. You invented, because I said, you have to pay the piper. And you just looked at me one day and said, Gillis. And so then we did have an inside joke of like, whenever you had to pay the piper, it was you Gillis. Owe Piper Gillis money.
Piper Gillis money. Let's talk about the ISU Grand Prix that will be held in Halifax. Yes. Have you ever been to Halifax?
I want to say yes, but I also feel like no.
That was always where Stars on Ice Canada had the rehearsals, and I love it. It's great. They like have a cannon go off.
Excuse
regularly.
Me?
It's fun.
What?
And they
have
safe.
They have a cannon go off regularly? What does that even mean?
You know how like some very historical places love to use a cannon to like ring the bell?
Excuse me. Is there somebody that works the cannon?
I don't know. Maybe they're Piper Gillis-ing it in. I don't know.
Please explain this to me. I'm looking it up.
It's a cannon and it goes off.
The Halifax Citadel's noon cannon.
Yes.
Does it go off every noon?
So if someone's competing at noon, trust and believe it's going to be like, I dreamed a dream where time called by. Boom.
Wait, did you know Halifax noon cannon is fired every day? What? Except for Christmas.
Well,
wait, you have to be kidding me.
No. I don't know if it's like a real cannon, if there's like a cannon ball or just.
Is it a real cannon?
There's just a hill of cannonballs that is being shot into.
Every day, the Royal Artillery fires the noon gun at the Halifax Citadel. Dressed in their crisp blue uniforms, they look like the real thing, but like the 78th Highland Regime, they're really reenactors.
Mm-hmm.
And that's from parks.canada.ca.
Yep. So if you are lucky enough to be going to watch this event, be prepared for that. And don't worry, everything's fine.
It's not a real cannon.
It's not a real cannon.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard. Wait, you'll hear it in the arena?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember during rehearsals if I ever noticed it. You probably won't, but it's a great rink, great city.
Great cannon.
Let's talk about how insane this men's event is going to be. You have Jason Ilya, Junwant Sota,
Shun Sato. Yeah, I mean it's a stacked event, and one I think Ilya's going to be fine. One, because he made like a bunch of mistakes in his free skate, so I think he's going to be like the fire.
He does well coming off of a program with
mistakes. He's obviously in shape. Like,
I'm not worried about him.
No, and he's a world champion. He'll be fine. I can't wait to see. I think Jason, this is great because, you know, now he's really showing that, like, yeah, I was doing it for myself and having fun. But now I think him being on the Grand Prix again, he's like, well, yeah, now I'm showing you that, like, I'm very serious about
and
going
I want
back to,
be to
the Olympics.
On that team. Yeah. Yeah.
And
I agree.
I think that's important.
Yeah, I think he needed to change the vibe that he wasn't just this recreational skater. Not recreational.
No, but
this
pro
skater,
who like the fan favorite who just pops in. You know, I say that so like willy-nilly, where it's like he could just pop in and get like, you know, a national silver medal every year. But like now he's coming in and being like, no, I'm not only going to do that, but I'm going to be on the Olympic team and I'm going to make sure I have all the criteria for it too. So I think that's like super, super important. Now, in the women's event, Ashley, we have the podcast's favorite, Sarah Maud Dupuy.
Oh, I hate that it's Dupuy.
I hate. And I think that she should go down to the Canon Council in Halifax, and she should ask to change it to Dupuis. Maddie Skeezus is here. This is her first
dress.
Let's see if she's wearing her own dress this time.
World champion alert.
Yes, world champion alert. Kaori Sakamoto, this is her Grand Prix debut.
Your daughter's here.
My daughter is here, Kimmy Rapond. Oh, Ashley's getting sick just thinking about how competitive this is going
to
be.
Well, I'm getting sick with the nerves for Alyssa Liu returning to competition.
Okay.
I'm really excited.
And, you know, like when she just skated at her like senior B, to be honest, Ashley, I said it in my solo one-man show monologue that like it did kind of look like she didn't really take much time off to like take a few seasons off and then come back and to skate
and
like
look you really better?
Didn't, yeah, like and not miss a beat. I think there's something also to be said about like she's totally doing it on her own terms.
And that matters and it shows.
Now, Elise Lynn Gracie has a chance to kind of rebound from the Skate America. There was a lot of like expectations put on her after her like senior B win. And now she gets to go immediately right back to another competition, and let's just see how it goes.
I think for Elise to be able to just reset, she doesn't have time to go home and worry about this and get in her head. It's just like, that was bad. Let's do it again.
Totally. There's no time to think of like, what happened? Like, no, just like get back out there and just skate again. And I love Hana Yoshida too. So I can't wait to see Hana Yoshida. Now, I am really interested to see Deanna again. Obviously, I'm interested. My interest is piqued every single time that she skates.
I'm curious.
I'm also curious. I want to see how Chan and Hao, our American pair team.
That's true. We didn't really get to see them on the Grand Prix circuit.
Yes. We saw them last at the U.S. Championships short program.
I'm excited about the Germans as well.
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm doing that thing again where it's like I miss major people on a roster. With the ice dance, I think it's safe to say that you would imagine that Piper and Paul are your front runners, but I do not think that Lajoie and Lega are going to give them any room to make any mistakes.
No. This is one of those events that's like a competition within a competition.
Like totally.
Piper and Paul to be going up against Lajoie and Lega, that's a competition. And then when you look at the Americans, it'll be competing.
That's a competition.
We have the Browns. We have Brady and Somerville. And then our favorites, Zingas and Kolesnik.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to be fun to watch.
I like them all. They're all fantastic. I love Zingas and Kolesnik, but I think Ian Somerville is like one of the best skaters I've ever seen in person. And that being said, I do think that Emily Brady is also one of the best skaters because she's absolutely can do everything that Ian
She's skating doing. Up to his level.
Yeah. We have such a wealth of talent in the ice dance in the US. Like it's, but you're right. There's like competition within competition. And let's absolutely not forget the most incredible performers of our life are going to be there, Lapreva and Brousseau.
I mean, the best skaters of all time.
And if you're wondering, okay, yeah, I like them.
About.
What do you
yeah,
mean?
Yeah, they're fine.
We are referencing the Europeans exhibition.
It was performance art. There were camera angles involved. There was strobing.
Yeah.
They needed to have some kind of a warning before their skate. And if I'm not watching skating with a little bit of danger, I don't want it.
No. If I'm not watching skating and I know that there's not going to be a cannon, a fake cannon shot every noon except for Christmas Day, I don't want to compete there. And I think that's fair.
I think we know what we need to know about Skate America and Skate Canada.
I think that we do. And, you know,
yeah,
it's sad.
We've been through it.
I feel like, should we do a draw? No. I feel like no
draw. This is sacred for Sarah. This is sacred for Sarah.
We need a three draw.
Yeah.
A three draw.
I have pitted ourselves against each other
too many
in our
times.
Relationship too many times. So
too
we're
many
not going to do that. We've
no, not,
learned.
We can't do it publicly.
No, only behind closed doors.
Yes, not open doors. I think that we've done it. Our first competition recap of the season.
I hope we made Sarah proud.
I think we always make her proud. I think sometimes we just make her
don't always make
unproud.
Her happy.
Yeah. I think we always make her proud. We just don't always make her happy. Wait, I need to say one thing that I forgot. I love Min Che Kim.
Okay.
From the women's event. New fan alert me. I think that we've missed some girls on the scene who have really bizarre looking technique but gorgeous looking jumps, and we need more of it.
It's honestly, it's fun to watch someone rotate a jump and be like, huh, how'd you get into that?
Like, she is doing like a dance ritual into each jump element, and the toe is where it all gets started, where she does like your normal kind of entry, starting at the red line in the middle of the ice, turns, stands on 2 feet for a good 10 feet, and then does one of the most beautiful triple toes I've ever seen. And I think we do need more ritual rituals. We need more rituals in skating.
Yeah.
But I really like her skating too. It's not, I do prefer her skating over Chaeyoung. So I throw that out there. Chaeyoung does less rituals and more transitions, because there is sort of like a score for the transitions. Yeah, there's a score for the transitions and not really for the rituals. So that's.
But we can definitely make a push for that. We'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens in Olympic season after we make that push.
Right. Well, that being said. That's our run through for today. We are planning on coming back.
I hope you come back healthier. Because the sickness
it's
afflicted you ever since we brought up Skate Canada.
You know when you have to cough so hard that you're like, am I going to throw up?
Yes.
That's me. That's me right now. But I'm okay. We are aiming to be back with our weekly episodes. So. Yeah.
So we'll see you next week.
But
after
don't have
Skate
PTSD, because we did tell you that and then just disappeared. So, but we mean it this time.
Well, and also, let's be real. Like, the skating season is starting right now. So, like, we're focused, we're galvanized.
And we're missing a person.
And we're ready for the noon cannon, and we're missing a person. But we'll
all of us.
Yes. Thank you, Ashley.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.